President of Baseball Operations and General Manager Matt Arnold.
Independence Day plans, what do we got on the grill?
This is Brewers 360.
Whatever you want. Yeah, I mean...
All right, we'll be over.
Whatever. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy.
Well, the Brewers continue to live in St. Louis. They got final game tonight of their five-game series. Matt, good morning. Wanted to ask you right out of the gate about the pitching situation. Obviously, got two different situations, an update on Brandon Woodruff and on Kyle Harrison. What can you tell us about both those guys?
Yeah, so our pitching is in flux right now, and we've used the approach, I think, for a while, you know, with just all hands on deck, honestly. I mean, I think that's been sort of our mantra for a while now. But Brandon Woodruff, obviously, you know, we're concerned about him, I think, with his shoulder, but we're getting another opinion there. I mean, obviously what he's done for us has been incredible for so many years. So getting another opinion there. And then Harrison, it just felt like there was a little bit of soreness, and Murph did a great job just protecting him. You know, the kid wants to be tough and pitch through it, but, just didn't quite feel great, especially on his secondary pitches. He felt fine on the fastball, but just getting to his breaking ball and his changeup, he just felt a little bit of soreness there. And so we were just trying to be extra cautious there. But he said this last night, he feels like it was just important to rest. We got the All-Star break coming up and just being safe there with both those guys.
Is that a situation too with just a lot of innings where Harrison's still I don't want to say a young guy, but he's still new to throwing this many innings?
Sure. Yeah, exactly. I mean, these guys have put a lot on their shoulders. I mean, you know, Harrison's been fantastic. I think he deserves to be an All-Star, honestly. He's pitched so well. And he has taken on a big workload there. And so, again, just making sure that we're cautious here heading into the All-Star break.
Brewers President of Baseball Operations Matt Arnold with us on Brewers 360 this morning. You know, on that point, Matt, I saw Ryan Braun last night, and we talked a little bit. He was inducted into the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame. And I kind of meant it as a joke, but maybe something to consider. Let me play part of my conversation with Brawny.
Amongst your teammates, who is most likely to take it way too seriously?
Quick interjection here. I'm asking him about the alumni game, which is coming up.
Whoever feels like they still have an opportunity to play.
So whoever thinks they're getting
my thing is whoever played most recently is probably going to take it the most seriously. I don't think I've seen the whole list, but Chase Anderson pitched pretty recently. I got to look at the list, but I'm guessing there's one or two guys that are hoping this is their moment. Somebody signs them, they exceed expectations, and they play the rest of the season. You know?
So are you going to be scouting at the alumni game, Matt?
Dude, we're always scouting, man. I mean, these guys have a great track record. And no, I'm really excited about that weekend, and to see everybody out there is going to be a ton of fun. These guys get competitive. I've seen them when they come in the past, and they're in the weight room working out. I mean, they're getting pumped up. I mean, Carlos Gomez, I mean, all these guys that have been really good players, they're still competitive. You know, it's just they're a little older, but they still want to win.
Really positive story last couple of days. You brought up Luis Lara, outfielder, and a great prospect for the Crew. It sounds like this isn't one of those. I could have agreed if you said, well, we want to bring him up right before the break, give him a cup of coffee, and then send him back down to continue to develop. But he's going to be around then, yeah?
Yeah, well, hope so. Honestly, you know, look, he's one of those kids. I mean, obviously, we signed him to a long-term deal because we believe in him. You know, he's a great kid. I mean, you've probably seen just how he plays the game and him going first to home the other night with that kind of energy.
Oh,
I mean, that's what it's all about, you know. And he's still learning out there, you know, and all these guys, they're going to take their lumps along the way. But, man, what a great kid and plays with such energy. He's just a ton of fun to watch.
So the draft is coming up. So I know you are crazy busy with that. Is there – when you are going through your analytics of how you draft players, can you just focus on baseball or do you have to, like, consider other options, meaning – where this player is or interested in college, if that's still something they're doing, or, okay, are they going to expect a different signing bonus versus other people? Or, all right, well, we haven't gotten enough pitchers, so we better make sure we throw a couple of more pitchers in. Like, what are you looking at outside of just how talented they are?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, I think honestly, you want to make sure you get the talent right, but there are some cases where, you know, the demand or this guy's going to school, or, you know, we have to factor in the dollars here on all these guys, I think, obviously. But You know, our guys do an incredible job. Todd Johnson, James Armstrong help line up the board and just do a fantastic job getting the talent right. And then, you know, in terms of just our inventory, I mean, it feels like we have our, you know, our system is in a good spot, but we still want to take the best player. We're not ever looking to take the next best guy, you know, on the board just because of a need or anything like that. Like, we want to make sure we're taking the best player on the board.
Are there teams that, like, get spooked at drafting pitchers? Because it seems like you guys have been doing that pretty good.
Yeah, I mean, look, there's all kinds of risk, I think, with pitching. You know, I think it's still sort of this mystery box, you know, out there. But we want to try to – we take a lot of pride in developing good young pitchers, you know, and the coaches – you guys know very well Chris Hook, Jim Henderson, all those guys. They just do a fantastic job with the ingredients that we bring them, and you know, we're just going to keep hopefully just collecting more good arms along the way.
Matt, I'll invite you to go ahead and talk about how yours is the most difficult general manager job in sports. I mean, how would you like to be able to draft like 7 guys instead of 27 in the NFL? What's the NBA, 3?
It could be 3 or 4, maybe.
Right, you got the tougher job.
Well, I mean, I was talking about this yesterday. I miss the days when we had those really long drafts. Those are fun. That's the best time when you can collect, you know, 50 rounds. I miss that. So let's bring that back.
At that point in round 47, what are you even looking at?
Like, no.
Drafting little leaguers? This kid's
there's
looking
a big
really
leaguer
good.
Out there.
Matt Arnold with us this morning. Thanks, Matt. Have a great All-Star break.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
8:52 on Wisconsin's Morning News.